good evening, and welcome to this evening's KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. We're broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. We've got a good show on hand tonight. We'll be talking basketball along with women's golf this evening. We're joined by Buck Shill, the head coach of the Northwest Women's Basketball Program, in just a moment. We'll also be talking men's basketball with Ben McCollum, the head coach of the Cats on the men's side. So we'll clear off his team. Dre Stars will be joining us. And then when we turn attention to golf this evening, Andy Peterson, the head women's golf coach out at Northwest, will be here along with the player off of his squad, NGS Apansic. Again, that's all coming up this evening here on the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. And support for the Coaches Show comes from the Student Body. Screen Printing and Embroidery, located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville. Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation. Support also comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More information at 660-582-2699. Again, good evening. I'm John Coffey. Matt Tritton, normally along for the show as well. He's a little bit under the weather, so it's just me tonight with our guest. And the first one up is Buck Shill. Buck, coming off of a pretty good ball game last night. Unfortunately, a loss to Emporia State, but you look at that game, the first 4 minutes fell behind early. But from that point on, I think after that media timeout in the first quarter, you came back out and played very well the rest of the way.
Yeah, we kind of got off to quite a bit of a sluggish start there against Emporia. We got some good possessions early, and then after that, it just kind of seemed like we couldn't get some shots to fall, and they had some really good possessions on us defensively. And, you know, we kind of dug ourselves a pretty steep hole there that first quarter, but I thought the way we responded coming out of that first quarter, really competing and, you know, just being aggressive on both sides of the floor throughout that second quarter to cut that lead down to 6 was, you know, definitely good to see, because we've been in situations like that before where, you know, we haven't been able to turn that corner and fight our way back into the ballgame.
And one of the things we talked about at the start of our broadcast last night was for a lot of your players, it's the first trip to White Auditorium in Emporia, Kansas, and that's a different experience if you haven't been there. It's an older arena that holds the noise well. They've got a band that makes a lot of noise. The fans, a good crowd is on hand, and they make a lot of noise, and it's a place to just hop in from the opening tip. And if you haven't experienced that before, it takes a little bit of getting used to.
Yeah, it's definitely an atmosphere that you don't really know, or you don't really know about it really until you experience it. And we, you know, we talked about that with all the new kids before the game and kind of leading up to it. But until you really get there, it's just it's something different, because the band's right on top of you. Like you said, it really just holds sound in there really well, and so. You know, for us to be able to handle that after the way they that game started was good to see.
Yeah, it really seemed like the team settled down after that first timeout talked about, and just really, I thought, played very well at that point. And again, you just couldn't quite get that run to get to the point where you were able to tie the game up. And kind of a similar situation there in the third quarter where you cut it down to 8 on a number of occasions, but just couldn't get that next stop to go from that point on.
Yeah, we had 5 girls play 30 plus minutes last night, just with kind of the way the game was going. And some foul situations with some people, and really just kind of the production that we were getting. You know, obviously last night both Tanya Meyer and Jalen Haggard both had really, really good games, but where we were struggling was getting some, you know, production out of some other people. And so those two definitely carried the heavy load. We just needed to, you know, try to get some more input from some other people, and we were getting good shots. Our shooters, Mallory McAndrews, you know, she was getting some good looks occasionally, but she really had to work for those looks last night, just with how they were guarding her, with their length and their athleticism. They made all attempts for her be really difficult. But you know, you're going to have those nights, and you know, just for us to continue to be competitive throughout that game and not just kind of throw in the towel was great to see.
And we talk about getting good looks. It looked like there were a number of shots that went about 3/4 of the way down and popped out. It just seemed like there was just a lid on that bucket a little bit.
Yeah, it's kind of that White Auditorium ghost in there that really, you know, that really makes it difficult to win there with against their women's team. Just, you know, like we were kind of talking about offline, Central Missouri beat them there this year, and it might be the first time that they've gotten beat at home in the last couple years. If there's been any others, it's been very, very few. So, you know, but you got to play through that. You got to know that you're going to have to work for every point you get there. And it's going to be a physical and aggressive game. And so that was a good game for us last night to experience.
What's that type of an arena? Is it a little bit of a different shooting background there? And I think a lot of teams come in and struggle offensively there. How much of it is a little bit of a shooting background, or just how much is just the defense that employs?
Well, they're very tough defensively. They do a really good job of using their length out on the perimeter and their athleticism that they have. And you know, I thought even though they were, you know, pretty solid defensively, we were still able to get, you know, really, really good looks and get some good feed into some feeds into the post and things like that. But, you know, you're playing against a very physical team, and it's physical every possession. And, you know, that's an area that we have, you know, struggled with throughout this year, of teams that are just very, very physical off the ball and on the ball. And a lot of times, too, it depends on how the game is going to be called. And obviously last night, you know, they were, for the most part, they were letting us play, which, you know, as a coach, you want that as long as it's like that the whole game. And so, you know, it was, like I said, it was a good experience for our new kids to go through that, as well as, you know, just our group of returners to play there again this year, because we'll be making that trip again there next year as well.
One thing, you talked about Tanya Meyer, 27 points, 11 rebounds, just did a very good job both on the boards and scoring-wise. But the thing I've noticed here in the last couple of weeks with her, too, that seems, I think, is helping out is it seems like she's being a little more aggressive in the post, getting the ball inside to her, where maybe early in the season she was out on the three-point range. And she's got a good three-point shot, no doubt about it. But it seems like getting the majority of points now inside, and it just seems like that kind of opens up the offense.
Yeah, and, you know, she's starting to play a lot more determined in there. And that was one thing that I had talked to her about here once we got into mid to late January, because she was really kind of settling for a lot of threes. And, you know, there's times for her to take them and not take them. And it, you know, for a lot of the time she was, you know, taking some bad ones that were just kind of killing the flow of the offense and really kind of basically kind of turning into turnovers and lost possessions. And so, you know, for her to establish that presence last night against a long, big physical team like Emporia was good to see. So hopefully that, you know, confidence and that presence will carry over into Saturday. We'll be going against some big size as well against Washburn.
And the thing with your roster, it's not like you don't have other girls who can step up and hit the three-point shot. So while it does, she can hit that three, like we said, but you've got some other girls out there that can knock down a three, so you don't have to rely on her outside.
Yeah, you know, you gotta pick and choose. You know, when we kind of want our forwards to take those opportunities and things like that. And so, you know, I thought last night we had a good ratio of attempts with who they were coming from.
And another player that, to me, is just making great strides, and you're expecting this coming in, Jalen Hager, but she right now looks like she's not a freshman out there. She's playing with a lot of confidence, and it really looks like she's really made that step up to the collegiate level.
Yeah, she's made tremendous growth since the beginning of the season until now. She's gotten a lot better with her shot selection and just decision making compared to earlier in the season. And, you know, for her to respond last night, coming off of the night she had against, or the game she had against Lindenwood as a freshman, was just, you know, great to see. Because, you know, with anybody, but with freshmen especially, when you have a really off night shooting and just kind of have a night that just isn't yours, you know, sometimes that next game, you know, I'm not really quite sure how they're going to come out. And, you know, I was giving her a hard time after the game. Is, you know, she missed that first three and it was pretty wide open. And I was thinking, I was like, all right, is she going to stay aggressive and keep shooting, or is she going to start to play kind of timid and second guess what she's doing? And luckily she just kept playing and obviously, you know, put together a great performance.
I think another thing we've seen in the last few weeks too, on the inside game, you're getting a good rotation in with Tanya, Kalani Mayaba also playing. playing well. And then Maria Detlinger is giving you some good minutes coming off the bench.
Yeah, she had to give us some minutes last night. Kehlani just couldn't stay out of foul trouble and couldn't get into the rhythm of anything. And so, you know, Maria played like 29 minutes last night, which is probably the most minutes that she's played all season. And, you know, she gave us some good looks with, you know, she's really got, you know, good touch to her game within the mid-range area, and then just provided a, you know, just a physical defensive presence in there a little bit to kind of, you know, loosen the, or lighten up, I guess, the workload of bang, trying to bang and be physical inside with the other forwards. And so, you know, she had a lot of minutes last night, and, you know, hopefully she will, you know, learn and grow from those minutes and carry those over into our next game.
You know, you talk about her mid-range jumper. That's almost a lost art in the game of basketball anymore.
It is, you know, and hers is really, she's really good catch and shoot in that area. And, you know, we kind of call her mid-range Maria throughout practice. We know if she gets a touch from that 10 to 15-foot range, that it's usually going in. And so, you know, within our offense, we've tried to, you know, we're trying to get her to be looking at more of those opportunities and, you know, getting her teammates to hit her in those opportunities as well.
And I know, obviously, a game like last night, you'd love to come up with the W and come out with a win there. But even in some of these games on the road now that you haven't got the win, just seeing a lot of improvement in this team that's not showing up in the win-loss column. But the team really looks like they're playing much better on the road than earlier in the year.
Yeah, you know, there's definitely been a lot of growth by everybody. And, you know, I think at this point in the year with where we're at and, you know, what our win-loss record looks like, I think our girls are definitely still competing and doing everything that they can. You know, we need to make sure that everybody is competing on the same nights just because our margin of error is so small. And, you know, those nights when we've got everybody, you know, really playing well on both ends of the floor, you know, I feel we can play with everybody. With anybody in the conference, but, you know, everybody has to be on that same page every night. And so, you know, the good thing is we get another opportunity Saturday down at Washburn, which will be a tough test. They're, you know, pretty solid team this year, and they've, you know, won some big games and lost some games. And so, you know, with kind of how they've done against some other teams that we've played, you know, it's definitely going to be a good opportunity to get out and play.
What are some of the keys to, as you see the way the two teams match up?
Well, for us, it's going to be taking away their post presence. You know, they've got a post player inside where they really want to try to jam the ball into her quite a bit, but then they've also got some shooters out there on the perimeter that can fill it up really well, and they're pretty versatile. They're not overly flashy with everything. They're just a very, very blue collar team. They want to get out and push the ball in transition when it's there, and they do a pretty good job of hammering the weak side offensive glass and things like that. So, you know, just like any other night against anybody else, we're going to have to, you know, keep them off the glass as much as possible, try to limit those second chance opportunities. And, you know, for us offensively, we're just going to have to, you know, do a good job of taking care of the ball. You know, at times we do it, but then we'll have a couple spans where we can get a little bit careless and things like that. And so we just got to maximize all of our possessions and make sure that we're, you know, getting good looks, taking good shots. And defensively, we just kind of have to continue to just get tougher and demand more out of ourselves and out of our teammates, just because, you know, especially when you're in conference play and at the college level in general, teams aren't going to back off and take it easy on you. You know, that's why they practice. That's why they're going into each game, is to, you know, to win. And so we have to continue to go in with that mindset and just go out and be ready to play.
And when you look at the rest of the schedule for the month of February, a lot of meaningful games coming up for you. Is it still a shot to get into that MIAA postseason tournament? You've got a couple of matchups that we'll obviously be talking about before we get to that on the show down the line with at Lincoln and then Lindenwood, a chance to get back at Lindenwood, but still a chance to make it into the tournament and get some things rolling.
Yeah, you know, we're still in the hunt, I think, for those bottom spots, and I haven't brought myself to really break it down and look at it. You know, I'm just trying to stay one game at a time, just to make sure that we're stay focused on the task at hand. Because, like you said earlier, and kind of what we talked about off the air, is, you know, right now anybody can kind of beat anybody on any given night. You know, so you have to come out ready to play every night because anything can happen.
It really seems like there's more parity in the league on the women's side this year. Maybe there has been in the past.
Yeah, you know, it's a little. I'd say the overall talent level is it's more spread out this year than it has been in the past. Where, you know, the past couple of years there's been, you know, four or five teams that were just untouchable. And right now, I don't think there's really any team that's untouchable just because people have been beat by different teams on different nights and there's kind of been some odd wins and some odd losses and things like that. And so that's kind of the mindset I think we have to take going into, you know, each game for the remainder of the regular season here is, you know, you got to go out and you got to give it full effort because anything can happen.
Yeah, and once you get into the conference tournament, then, again, it's a brand-new season at that point.
Yep, you know, and right now that's our biggest push is to get one of those spots in there and get that opportunity to play that first round game to get to Kansas City.
All right, well, Mike, it's been good having you with us on the program this evening. I know you need to get out and take a little recruiting, I guess, but it's been great to have you on the show here.
Yep, thank you.
All right, that's Buck Shield with us, the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State women's basketball team, as we'll continue to talk basketball when we come back after this timeout from Carson Sports Girl in downtown Maryville.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. With online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device, the right bank is right at your fingertips. More at nvb.com or at any of the 8 locations.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Oak Point in Maryville. Their memory care program offers residents emotional and social support, art, music, pet therapies, and more. More at 660-562-2799 or at oakpointmaryville.com.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Championship offers pre-owned late model autos and will also purchase vehicles from individuals. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing customers with sales, design, service, and installation of surveillance and security systems for homes and business, as well as paging and public address systems. More information is available at 660-853-2319.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter Agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nellison of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mount City.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. And welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. We're broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. We continue to talk basketball, joined now by the head coach of the Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. And, Ben, every win's a good win. Road win last night with Emporia State, low scoring game, 55-50 final score there.
Yeah, you know, I didn't think offensively we played exceptional. I thought their pressure got to us a little bit, went away from our offense just because we were not hitting shots, meaning we got good looks, we got good open threes for good shooters and just couldn't knock them down, but started to fall in love with them a little bit. So the second half we had to establish the inside, get a little more drives to the goal, get some more layups going, and then you know, the three started to fall, I think, in the last 5 minutes or so, and we were fortunate enough to win the game.
And that's a tough place to go in and play, as you all know, being a former assistant coach at Emporia State as well. White Auditorium presents some challenges for teams when they come in.
Yeah, it's one of the more difficult places to play in the conference, partly because it's just a tough place to play, and the other part is they play so much better at home. I mean, they're drastically better. They're probably 20 points better at home than they are on the road, and so you have to be ready to go, and I thought Emporia competed really well. I thought they had a lot to do with how poor we played offensively, but we stuck with our defense and continued to get stops, kept them off the O-boards enough to be able to win.
Troy Wood has stepped up and had a big game for you and hit some big shots in the second half.
He did. He hit a big three. I think his biggest thing is getting something to go in early, like a layup, a free throw, something to just see it go down. And then I think that opens up his threes a little bit more. I think early on, we probably forced too many threes with him to where he never saw it go in the goal. And then, you know, then he shoots an open three and he can't hit it. So Now I think he's got his confidence. He's figured out himself in the offense, and hopefully he'll continue to play like he is.
And I thought really one of the biggest shots he made was inside there in the second half when just trying to get a little bit of space from Emporia State. Is maybe about 5 minutes left in the game, somewhere in that range, if memory serves me well, where he just hit either a layup or a putback there that got you, I think, maybe a four-point lead at that point. It seemed like you were able to kind of take off at that point in the game.
Yeah, I think it was a little floater in the middle of the lane. I remember that one, and yeah, that was a big one. I hit a, I recall a big three as well from maybe the left wing, and I thought that both of those twos were huge shots, and that's what we need. We need guys that can close games and hit shots in the last 5 minutes. It's great to hit shots all game long, but that last 5 minutes is in our league is huge because every game's for the most part close.
Justin Pitts ends up with 10 points in the game, had 6 assists. And in the first half, it seemed like they were calling some of those drives Justin had to the bucket with the bump out front, but it didn't seem to get that in the second half as much. But Justin still finds a way to get some things done. I found the open player for some good looks in that game.
Yeah, and part of it was the pace that Emporia had played with that game. I thought our defense really dictated the pace of the game. It was almost like our defense was too good. You kept them in front. So usually they don't take great shots. Well, they didn't even get bad shots, and so that's a problem, you know. And so not only was our defense good enough to take away good shots, it was good enough to take away bad shots. So then they'd get it late in the shot clock, and they'd throw up a shot, and then they either get no board or if we got a stop, and then we'd get it down on the other end. But I thought Justin's point total didn't indicate how well he played. I thought he played really well. I thought he fought through contact. I think that's important when you're going on the road that, there's going to be games where they're going to allow a little more physicality, and you're going to have to not use that as an excuse and play through it and play physical yourself, and I thought he did a great job of that last night.
We talked about the low score in the game. I think at one point in the first half, I was beginning to wonder if either team was going to break 10 before halftime, but you got things opened up a little bit from about midpoint on in that first half.
Yeah, I was a little concerned we'd never hit a three-pointer. I mean, we were wide open from really good shooters and just couldn't get it to go down. We're just off. But if you're going to be a championship team, there's games that you're going to be off, and you have to be able to win the game in other ways outside of just your three-point shooting, and we found a way last night.
Now, this is a question just going on your experience of being an assistant coach at Emporia State. I go into White Auditorium, look at that court. From our vantage point, the court looks like it's a little smaller than some of the others coming in. Has it ever been officially measured just to make sure that thing's a regulation size?
No, for me it seems bigger. So, I don't know if it's ever been officially measured. When you're out there and it's just so open, it does seem a little bit bigger to me. But I never thought of it in that respect. But the smaller the court, the better for us. It doesn't matter for us because then we compact our defense even more. It makes it more difficult to score.
Well, on Saturday, a big win at home. And in that game, that was a situation where you set the conference record for most consecutive home wins in the MIAA. Again, that's another mark that this group of players can be excited about on a number of great records that they've put in the record books here at Northwest.
Absolutely. They've accomplished a lot, in regards to records and things that most probably no one will take this one away, and even the consecutive wins, those types of things. So, they've accomplished a lot, and obviously their ultimate goal is to win another conference championship and then to be able to go to a national title again. Hopefully we continue to improve. We play well on Saturday and continued on that path.
Yeah, and a big match coming up on Saturday. When we come back, we'll talk to Coach McCollum about the trip to Topeka as they face Washburn. That's coming up right after this timeout. Again, we are broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
Support for the Bearcats comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville. Heinlein provides furniture and flooring for every room in the house, as well as mattresses. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Marcus Street in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at youngerauction.com.
Support for KXTV, KRNW comes from Maryville Glass and Lock. Greg Fisher and his team offer installation and service of overhead doors from Rainer and Liftmaster operators. More at 660-582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MarylandGlassAndLock.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. Welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. We're broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville and continue to talk with the head coach of the Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. And Ben, as we mentioned before the break, a big game coming up on Saturday, Washburn over in Topeka. Two teams tied at the top of the MIAA standings right now going into that matchup. So it doesn't get any bigger than that at this point in the season.
Yeah, going to be a tough one. They're very physical. They're similar to Emporia in that they deny a lot of passes. They're very physical on the basketball. They get after O boards. They play fairly fast, and everything's just drive, trying to get uphill. And so it'll be a tough contest. It's something, you know, we've seen them once and didn't play overly well. Played great offensively, terrible defensively, so hopefully we play a little better this time around.
That game at Municipal Auditorium early in the season, and not counting in the conference schedule part of that MIAA challenge. What are some of the things that you're seeing out of Washburn now? Is there anything different from what they were doing early in the season to where you get them right now?
No, they play extremely hard. They kind of have a violent style, meaning they're up the floor quick, and then they just attack you constantly off the bounce, and then they go after O boards extremely hard, and then defensively, they're on the attack the whole time there too, just trying to deny passes, speed you up, and kind of bully you. And so we're going to need to be ready to go. We're going to need to be able to handle that better than we did against Emporia and be able to score at a high rate.
Well, I know one thing you talked about going into last night's game on the two-game road trips like this. You're seeing the team play much better in the second game of the road trip than what they played in the first game of the road trip. So hopefully that will carry over a little bit for Saturday for you.
That would be nice. Yeah, yeah, that would be nice. Hopefully they do. Hopefully our kids come ready. And had a very, very short practice today. Didn't really even practice. And then tomorrow we'll get after a little bit more. And then obviously Saturday's 3 o'clock game. So,
how tough is it to hold a good practice the day after a game on the road like last night where you get back early in the morning and then classes and everything and getting back out on the floor?
Yeah, it just depends. Sometimes it's easier than others. I think this late in the season it's difficult, so you just try to get a little bit of time on the floor but also let them out fairly early so that mentally they can refresh. I think that's the big part. And then, you know, tomorrow they'll be ready to go, and then obviously Saturday hopefully we'll be ready too.
We've got Dre Starzl coming up next for your squad. Just talk a little bit about Dre, what he brings to your team.
Well, you know, Dre in particular, probably one of the better attitudes on the team, where he's just always in a good mood, always, you know, it seems to be excited to come to practice, seems to be excited to go to games, seems to be in a good mood to go to the weight room. Now, he may say something different. you know, as far as a player goes, obviously a really good post-score, and I think you've seen that very limited up to this point, but we've seen it nonetheless, and I think we saw it not last game but the game before that, where, you know, he's got that little hook over his left shoulder, excellent passer, great feel, you know, just one of those guys that probably given minutes is probably going to be, you know, considerably better than what people expect.
And again, one reason that you're having a lot of success with guys like that on your team too.
Yeah, absolutely. It's you know, that's kind of sometimes what happens, and sometimes it's you know, it happens earlier for kids, and it just depends. But you know, for us, we need that depth. We need that depth at that position, and you know, obviously we lose quite a bit next season, so you know, that's one role that we're hoping that him and Tyler and Ryan Hawkins, who you know, all three don't get a ton of minutes, but hopefully you know, next season, that's where we go, and we try to recruit from within.
Well, you talked about Tyler. He got some minutes last night in the first half when he got a little bit of foul trouble with Xavier Kurth out of the game with an injury. So they had some guys that had to come off the bench early in the ball game that really helped you out last night.
Yeah, you know, I thought Tyler played well. I think Kirk came in for a little bit, I believe, and I thought he played well and just brought energy. You know, it was one of those games that was just kind of an energy game, just a bull in a china closet, and Tyler's good at being a bull in a china closet, so just kind of demanded that. But, yeah, Tyler played good, and obviously Kirk Finley did as well.
All right, well, Ben, thanks a lot for being with us.
Thanks a lot, John.
That's the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCullum. We'll continue to talk men's basketball as Dre Sarles will be joining us. Dre will be with us right after this timeout from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mount City.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at gotristate.com or at 660-582-3677.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware and custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. With online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device, the right bank is right at your fingertips. More at nvb.com or at any of the 8 locations.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through the ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. Welcome back to the KXCV, KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. Again, we're broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville, and joined now by Dre Starzl from the Northwest men's basketball team out of Kearney, Missouri, and a name very familiar to basketball fans with your older brother coming through the program as well. And, Dre, guys, first of all, just talk a little bit about wanting to come to Northwest and what attracted you to the university.
Yeah, so my brother came here for 4 years, and I actually came on his recruiting visit whenever he came here for his official visit, and I fell in love with it, too, whenever I was a kid, and I was like, you should go here, you should go here. Like, it's awesome here, and yeah, he ended up coming here. I came here all 4 years, came to most of all of his games, knew what the culture was like, knew what the fans were like. Love the coaching staff, and I just knew I wanted to come here. And so whenever I got the chance, I took it.
You know, there's also a pretty good pipeline for a lot of different sports at Northwest from Kearney. A lot of Kearney athletes end up playing in Northwest.
Yeah, it's fun to see the Kearney crew out there, especially like Jake Gassman and Tanner Owen now. And I like to see them around the gray area and the weight room and say hi and stuff and catch up and a lot of fun just seeing them out there.
What about that Kearney program where you have so much success in a lot of different sports there? What's the reason for success over at Kearney?
Yeah, so Coach Jones isn't there anymore, but that was our coach back in the day. And
he's about half crazy, though, isn't
yeah.
he?
Yeah.
He's a Northwest grad.
Though. Yep, and he made us go to the weight room every day. If we missed weights, we had to make up before school or after school. Everyone played football, so our summers were packed for weights and conditioning and just camps, and he kept us in check and he made us better.
Let's just talk a little bit too, as we before we came on the air here, just talking about the travel to Emporia. And one of the things with the way the conference schedule has changed in the last several years, it always used to be a Wednesday Saturday type of league where you would be coming back after games on Wednesday. In the last couple 3 years, it's more of a Thursday Saturday where you stay overnight where you've been on the road for that first game. So a little bit of a different type of routine you had to get into for this week.
Yeah, it was weird having a short week of practice Monday, Tuesday, and then already playing Wednesday. And I was just waiting for the schedule to come out, seeing if we're going to leave Tuesday or if we're going to leave game of the day or the day of the game, because usually we don't do that. And we did leave on the day of the game yesterday, and it was really weird getting off the bus and then playing that night. But we came out. We did play as well as we wanted, but defensively we played well, and then offensively just our shots weren't falling. But, yeah, then we came back late last night, and it was weird coming back home on a Thursday night, and then we had to go to class the next morning. But everyone hopefully went to class the next morning, and I know I did, so...
I guess the teachers that have the Monday, Wednesday, Friday classes haven't seen a lot of you guys on Friday mornings in classes due to some of the schedule, so they'll get a chance to see you this week.
Yeah, they will. Yeah. So my Friday morning class, I have 8 a.m., and she's always upset that I can't be there, but now she will be
there. Let's talk a little bit about your role on this program. We heard a little bit from Coach McCollum before the break, too, about a lot of things that you do to help with this program. Just how do you see this season for you?
Yeah, my biggest thing is just try to bring positive energy to practice every day, to the weight room every day, and to games whenever we have game day. I try to support the guys on the bench as much as I can. If I see something going on with someone out there, I try to tell them from my perspective what I see. In the locker room, I try to help them and see like what we could do better and what they could do better for the team. And I just try to bring my basketball knowledge to help the guys out.
Hey, you never know when that opportunity is going to come. We had Tyler Doherty on a week or two ago where he talked about needing to be ready to get into the game, and we saw that last night with Tyler where he got some valuable minutes there in the first half, so you have to be ready to get out there too.
Yeah, so I love seeing Kirk and Tyler going out there, and I just cheer them on, hoping they do their best out there. It's just awesome seeing us go out there and get the minutes and get the opportunity that we get. And yeah, whenever I get out there, I just try to play my hardest and yeah, just don't make any mistakes.
You guys got some minutes on Saturday against Lindenwood.
Yeah, it's just fun getting minutes out there and like showing that that the coaches can trust us being out there, definitely during conference too, just in case if there is that foul trouble out there, they know that they can put us in. And then it's just fun being out there all together and then playing against another group of guys, because we always go against the starters in practice, and so it's just good to be out there with us and playing against other people.
Imagine, so you got to get cards in the same guys every day. Yeah,
yeah, especially guarding Justin Pitts every day on ball screens.
Nobody likes that.
No.
And again, when you talk to a lot of players off your squad, the thing that really stands out is just how close everyone is on that team.
Yeah, everyone's super close. When we're in the locker room after practice, no one leaves for 30 minutes because we're all just goofing around and laughing in there. We always try to hang out together. Most of the guys all live together, like, for basketball-wise. And during trips, we always have fun, and if you're around us, everyone's laughing. Everyone sits together when we eat, and everyone's hanging out in someone's hotel room. It's just, yeah, we just all love each other.
And as far as off the court, to just talk a little bit about academics and what you're studying right now.
I'm studying physical education. My whole family's teachers, so I thought I'd go that route. And did pretty good last semester. Got a 4.0. So hoping the team GPA. But yeah, physical ed. And I haven't got a minor yet, but I'm probably will since I redshirted, so I have an extra year. So I'm running out of classes for a major right now. So next year I'll probably get a minor.
Now you're saying, too, that you spend a little time today, too, at a middle school.
Yeah, so for physical education, we always have to get a lot of observation hours in. So I get 15 hours in middle school and 15 hours in high school and elementary. So today I went to the middle school, taught some speed ball, and they wear me out, but it's fun to see them laugh and have fun out there.
All right, Dre, thanks a lot for being with us.
Thank you.
Again, that's Dre Starzl from the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball team. When we come back, we'll talk golf. That's all coming up right after this timeout from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
Support for Bearcat Radio Network comes from SSM Health St. Francis Hospital, offering a range of health services in the Northwest Missouri region, including 24/7 emergency services and cancer care. More at SSMHealthSt.Francis.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Baumley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Baumley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BaumleyAuto.com or on the lot at 5 Mile Corner, south of Maryville.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from your local family-owned Orsland Farm and Home, with more than 30 stores throughout the region. Orsland provides customers with the tools and materials necessary for jobs on the farm, in the garage, or at home. More information at OrslandFarmHome.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at YoungerAuction.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. Welcome back to the KXCV, KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. Again, we're broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. Turn our attention to golf, although if you look outside and go outside here the last few days, golf's probably not the first thing on anybody's mind.
It is the first thing, especially this time of year, John. Nobody's worried about basketball. Nobody's worried about baseball or softball. They want to know what the golf team's doing, so...
Now,
it's about time.
Now, Andy Peterson, that's something I wouldn't have heard a few years ago. Would have heard you say
right?
Somebody's thinking basketball.
But yeah, my mom's not saying that right now either. She's probably listening in the milk bar, and she's saying, what the heck's he talking about?
Now, I understand that the cows you have over there give milk a lot better when they're listening to Bearcat basketball.
It's they take weights, so they measure how much milk is produced by hundredweight, so pounds. And it is a fact at Peterson Dairy, I think, and you can fact check next time you see Brian or Barb. When they take weights and there's a Northwest basketball game on, it's typically a little bit higher than normal.
Well,
I'm just saying, that's what I've heard too. I've heard the same thing you've heard.
I think it's all fact. So
I think so.
All right.
Don't know why they wouldn't. I don't know why they wouldn't tell us the truth in that.
I understand. Now, as you look at the spring coming up, even though the weather hasn't made you think of golf outside, it's not going to be too long before your team's out on the course.
Yeah, we've spring break. So the third week of March, there we've got two tournaments that week. We'll play down in St. Joe Monday, Tuesday, and then we'll go to Kearney that weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, I think. So it's a quick turnaround once we get good weather. So right now it's mainly, the girls are hitting in the simulator, hitting the nets and stuff inside, just trying to feel their swings out a little bit and get going. And we had a couple of nice weeks of weather there, a month or so ago, that they got out and played at Zingo on the Watson and on the 18-hole course, Seacrest and stuff. So it's here. It's fast upon us. Baseball and softball, they don't get outside much. They go down and compete and get after it, and we're kind of in that same boat. Tennis, all your spring sports, I think, and the way the NCAA's, they've kind of pushed everything up so you can have festivals and stuff like that in the spring. And this is one of the byproducts, but everybody has to play in it. There's a lot of teams south of us that we have to play, but there's a lot of teams north of us that do the same thing. So all's fair.
When you talk about getting into the simulator and being able to do things like that, how does that transfer over to finally getting outside? Is it obviously there's going to be an adjustment, but how much of a benefit is it to have that simulator?
I think it's huge, just in that you can hit a golf ball, a real golf ball. You're not hitting a foam ball or a wiffle ball or anything like that. You can get in there and you're full swinging at whatever club, every club you want. And then the simulator part is you can actually see your ball flight. It's not necessarily the distance, probably aren't right and things like that, but just to see if you're not slicing it terribly or hooking it. You're hitting it straight. You're hitting it where you want to hit it. Or if you are hitting a shape shot, you are shaping it the way you think you are. It's electronic. It's computer. It's not 100% accurate either. But it's pretty close. So to get that real feel of a real golf ball off your golf club in a full swing and then see where it goes, it's big this time of year. And it's obviously better than not doing anything at all. So is it ideal? No. but it's pretty good too, I think.
And when you mentioned the Watson 9 as well as the Seacrest 18 out at Mazingo, how does the Watson 9 help out as far as getting ready for your season?
It's great. The practice facility they put in there with the big practice screen and the practice bunker. We didn't have the Seacrest doesn't have a practice bunker. You know, we'd have to go down to either number 9 green or number 18 green and practice out of there. And then, you know, you got to pay attention, watch out for golfers and that sort of thing. Keep sand off the green. So to have a practice green is huge, and a practice bunker. But then the Watson 9 itself, you know, you can walk the whole thing. You can play 9 holes in an hour. You know, to walk the front or back 9 at Mazingo, it's going to take you 2, you know, at minimum probably. And then it's even harder to work on things. You know, you're more worried about getting through it and getting done. Whereas the Watson, it really doesn't matter what you're doing. It's going to take you an hour. And mainly it's on your short game, which is where you're going to make up your strokes anyway. So that facility, as we continue to learn how to use it properly and get things out of it, it's going to be invaluable to us down the road.
Just talk about your team and the girls that will be performing well for you this year.
I mean, after the fall, you know, we're in a good spot, I think. We're, you know, 14th or 15th in the region. Top 12 go to the regional tournament. But the two teams right in front of us are at the Great American Conference. And, you know, we've got a chance in a couple of tournaments to pick them off, and that will put us right there. So, I had all 9 girls played quite a bit in the fall. Everybody played in at least 3 of the 6 tournaments. Nikki was the only one that played in all 6. But, you know, it's a kind of a running back by committee. It's kind of golf team by committee. Whoever's got the hot hand after qualifying or whatever's going on that week, that's who we go with. And we've had a lot of talks about that as a team. And, you know, chemistry-wise, it's a little bit like I kind of bounce ideas off my wife quite a bit with track and field. It's the same thing. It's individual sport, but you're playing it as a team, especially when they get to conference and things. And we're very much similar. When we're on the course competing, you know, you might see your teammate on a tee box, or if the fairways are next to each other, something like that, you can wave at each other. but there's not really a whole lot of collaboration on what's going on. You can pass stuff to each other through me, through the coach, but still, you're out there competing by yourself. But to push each other to be the best you can and to throw the lowest score up there as possible, knowing that your teammates are trying to do the same thing but they're on their own, it's a kind of a different dynamic that it's kind of hard to grasp as a competitor, especially when you're qualifying and you're trying to fight for spots to be on the team, the travel team. So we've talked a lot about that and pushing that through. I'm sure Gia can touch on that a little bit here in a second. But just, you know, I mean, yes, who I'm expecting good things from, all 9 of them. You know, at some point they all shot, you know, 80, I think 80 or below. 7 of the 9 were in the 70s. I think all 7 that shot in the 70s, when they shot in the 70s, they were our low round for that day. So we're very balanced. We're very similar in our scores and how we do that. So it's just a matter of, especially down the stretch of the season, getting to where we're consistently all throwing our best efforts on the same day to try to clip some teams.
Is that where you feel like this team has made great strides the last couple of years, just the overall competitive balance from your top golfer down to the bottom end?
Yeah, absolutely. And I don't know that... Yeah, exactly. You know, then you don't have the violent swings in scores. If someone has a bad day, if one of your solid golfers has a bad day, you know, you didn't ever have that. You couldn't make up from that. So to have 5, 6 girls, 7 girls, 8, you know, 9 girls, 5 on the team playing at a time, to have all 5 girls not knowing who's going to be your low, who's going to be your high, we've got much steadier scores than we've had in the past. So that's leading a little bit to our stroke average dropping over the last few years. But we got to keep pushing and keep finding ways to shave those strokes.
You know, we kid you sometimes, calling you the Swiss Army knife at Northwest Missouri State Athletics, but you added another duty to things last fall, helping us out as a basketball analyst for a couple of games.
You know, and I had some pretty good reports back from that. I don't know if you heard any of it, John, but... Yeah, I don't know if I'll do that again.
The cows, you got some feedback from the cows.
I did. That's exactly right. Some direct reports. I don't think the weights that night in the milk parlor were as good as they normally are.
All right. Well, again, appreciate you being. Well, before we let you go here, let's just talk about Gia coming up. Gia Sulpancic will be our guest, and give us a little background on what she's done for your program.
Well, her and Maddie are the two seniors that have been here all 4 years. They came in as freshmen my first year as the coach, as the head coach. So two special young ladies that have have really trusted me and what I wanted to do in terms of chemistry and turning things around. Not so much on the course, but off the course, just what we do as a team, how we do things, how we work out, how we relate to each other, talk to each other, treat each other as teammates, and pushing each other forward. So Gia's been tough. You know, I've put a lot on her shoulders at different times, and Maddie the same way. But you know, just to come from Colorado and not really know anybody at all, and your coach leaves, the coach that recruited you, you know, retires, and then you get a new coach who has no idea what he's doing in terms of golf and a golf swing. And she's just, you know, wholeheartedly trusted me and what we're trying to do, and bought into making the program better than what it was when she got here. And she's done that. And you try to express that to them when times are tough and when they're not playing well. And, you know, there's more to being on a team than just your performance on the team, you know, stats and stuff like that. So she's grown a lot in that sense. You know, she's been a leader. Her and Maddie have been great leaders for the underclassmen, you know, and the five freshmen we got now, I think, are in a much better place as freshmen than Gia and Maddie were as freshmen. And that's a tribute and a testament to their leadership and what they do as people and as students, besides being athletes.
All right. Well, Andy, thanks a lot for being with us.
Thanks, John.
Okay, and that's Andy Peterson, the women's girls golf coach at Northwest Missouri State. We'll be back, continue to talk women's golf with Gia Slepancic right after this on the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at gotristate.com or at 660-582-3677.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Bearcat radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Championship offers late model pre-owned autos and conducts vehicle searches upon request. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or 582-8800.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. With online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device, the right bank is right at your fingertips. More at nvb.com or at any of the 8 locations.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. And welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. Again, we're broadcasting live from Carson's Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. We continue to talk women's golf. Gia Slepancic with us from Pueblo, Colorado, coming to our program. And Gia, just talk a little bit about finding Northwest Missouri State and what attracted you to Northwest.
Definitely golf was my first what brought me here. And then once I visited, it was just the school, the business school. And then I knew for sure I wanted to stick with that. Meeting Coach McLaughlin, and then he just made me feel like very welcome. And I just knew that there was like, it was just like an instinct that I knew I was supposed to be here.
Hey, let's just talk about how your role has changed through the years. We heard from Andy talking about moving into really a leadership role, one of two seniors on the team right now. And what are some of the things you're seeing that you're doing now maybe you didn't do as a freshman or sophomore?
Yeah, it's been a big change, I think, from the seniors compared to what Maddie and I do now. I think we're building the culture, and that's what AP talks about a lot, is just building a better culture and a better team aspect for us. When I was a freshman, I guess, I look back on it now, and it's like I had 3 years to realize that it wasn't just about me. It was more about, like, the team, and we needed, even though we're more an individual sport, I needed to be there for, like, the underclassmen and, like, show them the ropes and help them, like, lead them into what we needed to do. And I had that a little bit as a freshman, but I think I try a little bit harder, knowing that, like, how hard it is coming, and especially with five of them.
And one thing with golf, too, it's you've got your fall season, and then you've got your spring season coming up. So it's really a full-time job for you, it seems like.
Yeah, it is for sure. I guess it's a little easier coming in the fall because we have all summer to practice and we have nice weather usually until late in the fall. But we were really lucky with weather this year. And then going into the spring, it's a little different because all we're really doing is working in the weight room and hitting in the simulator, but nothing compares to like being on the golf course. And so it's a big transition. You have to know that things aren't going to go your way all the time in the spring. Like right away, you're not probably not going to come out swinging like you were ending in the fall.
When you finish up your fall season, again, you've got a break before you get back into the spring. What do you learn from the fall season that you want to work on to get ready for the spring season?
I think the fall, like you said, it's more so like learning what you want to like better and stuff. And then it's about getting stronger, too, I think. You need to realize that things are going to change. Like, your swing isn't going to come back exactly the same. I always remember little things that I did in the fall, like the previous, that I'm like, this is probably going to still be the same, so I'm going to definitely need to work on that a little harder over the winter break. And whether it be, my putting or my chipping or hitting, and trying to just swing as much as I can to keep my iron game good.
And what about the simulators? How does that help you? Again, we talked with Andy about this a little bit too, but from a player's perspective, what are some of the things that you really find that's beneficial with those?
I think it's good just to hit. I mean, it's a lot better than not doing anything. I mean, especially with us lifting weights and getting a lot stronger over the 3-month break or whatever we have, if you don't swing, your swing's not going to be the same. Along with chipping too, it's like sometimes you just not really lose it, but you kind of forget sometimes just exactly the motions and stuff, and then like the things can go wrong. And so the simulator helps with not so much distance all the time, I don't really pay attention to, but more so my ball flight and whether it's going left, right, how much. And then I kind of know already from the previous season what I need to do to fix that and keep that on track.
Obviously, this week's weather probably doesn't make most people think of a golf when you walk outside, like on, I believe it was Tuesday, where you had the big snow come in and the cold temperatures and everything. But how excited are you to know that here in another couple, 3 weeks, it's time to get rolling and get the spring season off to a good start?
I'm really excited. Yeah, those first couple weeks back, we like he mentioned, we were out there a couple times, and that was so nice. But having the snow, all this snow, it's like just makes you want to be out there more. So I think it's a good, it makes you want to be out there, I guess. I'm excited for it. I think we ended good this fall, and so we just have to keep that momentum going into the spring.
And being a senior, just tell us a little bit about your future.
I'm actually going to stay here. I'll graduate in the spring, this spring, and then I'm going to stay for grad school and go to grad school here. So.
All right. Well, we'll get to see you around town much more.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Gia, thanks a lot for being with us.
Thank you very much.
And that's Gia Sapancic from the Northwest Women's Golf Team. We'll be back and wrap up this week's show right after this timeout from Carson Sports Girl in downtown Maryville.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at youngerauction.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Home by Sonia at 103 South Main in Maryville. Home by Sonia provides full-service interior styling along with custom window coverings, flooring, furniture, and more. Information is available online at homebysonia.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Delbert's Garage at 714 North Depot in Maryville. Delbert and his team handle car and truck repairs from brakes and air conditioners to replacing engines and transmissions. Learn more at 660-562-0025.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Cell, located at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com.
Support for Bearcat Radio Network comes from SSM Health St. Francis Hospital, offering a range of health services in the Northwest Missouri region, including 24/7 emergency services and cancer care. More at SSMHealthSt.Francis.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. And welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show as we wrap things up. Again, Matt Trent normally with us on the Coaches Show, out a little bit under the weather, but I want to thank everyone from helping out from behind the scenes here, Ryan Elliott and Jenny James, for all the work they do every week here to help make this show go. Don't forget, coming up on Saturday afternoon, it's Bearcat basketball at Northwest Missouri State and Washburn. The doubleheader from Topeka. A little bit of a change in the starting lineup. So I think some of the earlier schedules had the games in the evening, and then if you think afternoon, normally it's 1:30 and 3:30, but if you're making the trip over to Topeka or if you're going to tune in on Saturday, it's 1 o'clock and 3 o'clock. The tip-off times, the women at 1 and the men at 3, by the broadcast of both of those games beginning at 12:40 with our pregame on Saturday from Topeka. So keep that in mind. Again, that'll do it for this week's edition of the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. We'll be taking next week off due to St. Valentine's Day falling on a Wednesday, and, of course, Bearcat basketball on Thursday. We'll be back in a couple weeks here at Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.